Squad!
Hi guys, this is the very first episode of Chatterbox. I'm Prince Toms.
I'm Anthony, but my friends call me Antoine. How are you guys doing? Tommy, how does my hair look today?
It could use a little bit more product, in my opinion, but you look okay. No one's gonna even see you, so you're fine.
I know, that actually makes me feel much better. If this was recorded, I'd be having a panic attack. But, you know, I like to think Sports Clips did a decent job last week.
They did okay. I mean, I paid like $35 at a salon for my haircut, and you paid like $15, but it looks fine.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so this is really exciting. We are doing this brand new podcast for The Chronicle here at North Central College.
I know, like, I'm so tickled with excitement.
Okay. So I guess we'll just start by introducing ourselves. My name's Tommy. I'm from Ketchikan, Alaska. I'm a double major in journalism and interactive media studies, so I'm really excited to be a part of everything at our schools, especially this podcast.
Oh yeah, definitely. And my name is Anthony LaPerry. I've been around. I was born in California, moved to Georgia, moved to Illinois when my parents got divorced, and then sophomore year of high school moved in with my dad and was living down there in Missouri with him, Union, Missouri, tiny town. But I am, well, currently I'm just a major in broadcast communications with a minor in journalism, but I will soon be adding journalism on as a major and creative writing as a minor.
Oh, cool.
And definitely, I'm so excited to be, you know, with this podcast, The Chronicle in general as a sports writer,
station.
And the radio
station.
Yeah,
we're both with the radio station as
well. The radio station is so much fun. Shout out to WONC.
Check us out. All right, so basically, I think what our goals are with this podcast is, I mean, it's called Chatterbox, so we have this box, not literal, but like figuratively, of things that we want to talk about that are happening in the world and in pop culture and with music and art. And we're going to take them from this box and chatter about them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hence the name Chatterbox.
Just a bunch of chit-chat with your boy, Antoine,
and
Prince Toms. Squad!
Anyway, so I guess we should get started. I mean, so I don't know about you, Anthony, but since college has started, I've watched a lot more Netflix than I did before.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Oh, man, yeah, I know. Just, like, definitely, like, in high school, this happened to me a little bit, like, where I'm just so overwhelmed with stuff that I don't do any of it, and I just chill and play some Smash
exactly.
Bros. Or
okay.
Watch some Netflix. Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill without the chill.
Yeah, no Netflix and chill here, just podcast.
Anyway, so, there's Netflix released a bunch of new shows recently. I know in October they added season 4 of American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah,
so that's
definitely
exciting.
And I got to finish that up, you know,
yeah,
and
you
Gotham,
need to.
Of course, my dad's always talking about Gotham, and I love Batman, so I want to check that out.
Yeah,
but
it sounds pretty cool.
You know, now homework's my excuse out of Netflix. But and American Horror Story, you know, that started the last week.
Yeah, so season 5 actually.
I gotta keep up.
Yeah, you really
up.
Do. See, I watched the episode. Anthony did not.
I was slacking, I'm sorry.
But yeah, on Tuesdays, American Horror Story is on, and this first episode was pretty wicked.
Wednesdays, right?
Is it Wednesdays?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah, it's
I'm wrong. It is definitely Wednesday. No, it's definitely Tuesday.
No, it's Wednesdays, because I remember I was like, you know, I could do this, because I don't have class the next day, but I do got to get up for the radio station at 8, but...
Well, just go Google it yourself, guys, because we are at ends, or different ends here, but anyway, so the season premiere is pretty cool. For those of you who don't know, I was very excited about this, but Lady Gaga has joined the cast. Anthony, what are your thoughts on that?
That's awesome, you know, anytime they can get a slow, I'm pretty sure, who was it? I can't think of her name, but she's always played a main role in every season. Wasn't season 4 her last season?
Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
Yeah, so season 4 was her last season. It's pretty sad because
she was fantastic.
She was always like the driver of the season. She was always sort of the person who was messing with everyone's lives and whatnot. So
she was always perfect
her.
In her role.
She really was. She's super talented. Ryan Murphy said that she may make an appearance in season 5. She'll for sure be returning just because all of the seasons are starting to overlap, so I'm sure some of her characters will come back.
And what about is Emma Roberts coming back? Meow.
Okay, Anthony. I'm sure she'll be back a little bit. I was not a fan of her in American Horror Story, to be honest. And season 3, she was great. But now she's on another Ryan Murphy show called Scream Queens, which I don't know
if
you've heard
about
that.
Yeah, I've seen
Everest. Yeah, they're about a month into that show, and it's sort of an American Horror Story, but watered down, not as
Not as intense.
Not as intense. It's not as...
Yeah, that's
has you on edge. It's got a lot of comedy.
That's the thing I love about American Horror Story. It's always, like, intense. Like, yeah. You know, one thing after the other after the other. There's always, like, multiple things going on in multiple characters' lives, and they end up tying back together.
Exactly. And when, like, one moment, you know, they're murdering people, and the next moment, your boyfriend is having a baby with your mom. And that's what makes the show so unique, is that these really messed up situations are brought to life, sort of, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, JungleJim4322@yahoo.com.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, but yeah, so everyone's sort of excited about Gaga. Everyone's saying she's sort of replacing Jessica Lange and whatnot. But she's also, you know, still working on her music and stuff, which I'm personally excited about. I'm a huge fan. I've seen her live a few times. She released this cover of an 80s song called I Want Your Love. It was the song they used for a Tom Ford fashion campaign. So everyone thought we were getting new music, and we did, but not new music. I don't know, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, speaking of Tom Ford, I do listen to a lot of hip. I really don't listen to a whole lot of music, but, you know, I get down on some rap music, some R&B. But Jay-Z had a song on his album Magna Carta Holy Grail called Tom Ford. But speaking of that, I've never listened to a whole lot of Kendrick, but, you know, our buddy Austin from Boston, you know, Kendrick to me, because I do love Forest Hills Drive, J. Cole's album that he released in 2014.
Absolutely.
It's great, you know, because I love it. It's not about, like, sex, money, and drugs. It's not about stupid stuff like that, you know. He keeps it real, in a sense, you know.
Okay.
But, anyway, like, there's been a lot of rumors that J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar were supposed to make some sort of collab album. And, of course, you know, you can never get your hopes up with stuff like that, because I found out that it was a freaking hoax.
No one likes a hoax.
No one likes a hoax. No one likes a fraud. They were lying.
Fraud!
They Mufasa.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sucks. I'm sorry about that you didn't get the music you were expecting.
No smiles.
No smiles.
Only tears.
Only tears. But, you know, I don't know how big of a fan you are of Lorde, but she's released this new song with Disclosure, who are these two guys who DJ a lot. And so she recorded a song with them and released it, and the music video came out, and it's been getting a lot of hype just because it's such a cool music video. So I think you definitely should go watch that, and everyone listening should go watch that, because I was really excited.
Lorde's another total weirdo like Lady Gaga.
She really is. She's such a weirdo, but
that's what makes her interesting.
You know? It's her niche.
They let their creativity flow, and I love it. You know,
yeah.
It's great.
For sure.
I mean, we don't really listen to the same kind of music, but except for... I love Lana Del Rey.
We share a mutual love of Lana Del Rey, as I think the rest of the world does, or at least should. Lana Del Rey. She actually just released a new album. It was her fourth studio album, released on September 18th. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200 in the U.S. So it's
look
like,
at that.
Yeah, it's her best one so far. It's really exciting. I love it. I love everything that woman does, and so it was no surprise to me that I fell in love with this album.
I am yet to listen to that whole album, but I loved Born to Die in Paradise, you know? And
yeah.
Then she switched up the style a little bit with Ultraviolence,
and now it seems
different again.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, see, I think the thing is that her music was sort of, like, always kind of had this, like, rock, almost R&B vibe, and then with Ultraviolence, it took this really depressing turn, and all.
It was very relaxing.
Very
though,
relaxing.
Know?
And sad.
I would listen to it before my football game senior year, just to kind of chill me out, chill out the nerves, you know.
Yeah, and so with her new album Honeymoon, she sort of took a collaboration of the two styles, because it still has that angsty feel, but calming. But it still like has a kind of a muddy trap feel on some of the tracks.
Yeah.
I'm really a fan of it, and I can't wait till she like goes on tour with this album, because I love going to concerts, of course. So I can't wait to see her do this for sure.
And she has such a great voice. And for those of you that think the radio edit of Summertime Sadness is Lana Del Rey, that's not Lana Del Rey, okay? Go on, listeners. Because I can't stand it. You know, I've worked at Bob Evans, you know, since my junior year. I would ask people, be like, you guys listen to Lana Del Rey? Be like, oh, yeah, I know that song. You know, I want to play that Summertime Sadness song. Because, like, yeah, I like Summertime Sadness. And they played some sort of, like, techno music. I was like,
yeah,
this is not Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not what her style is and what she's going for. And so, in one sense, like, that song did give her a lot of publicity and was, like, sort of a platform for her. But at the same time, it wasn't her. It wasn't her.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it was just twisted up, you know? Yeah. It's like that one episode of Drake and Josh where they were going to play his song at halftime, you know, Drake Bell's song, and then they, like, remixed it.
Right, right.
And that was such a funny show.
Drake and Josh, what a good time.
Good old hug me, brother.
You're such a boob. Okay.
Megan! Oh, man, did they ever make a Drake and Josh movie?
I want to say that they probably had a few, like, on the Nickelodeon channel.
I feel like they did.
Yeah, I can't see them not doing that.
I know they made SpongeBob movies. I love the SpongeBob movies. They made one in February that I actually took my little brother to see on Valentine's Day, the weekend after it came out. But all these couples were going to see 50 Shades of Grey. And I was like, two for SpongeBob, please?
With your little brother.
Yeah, with my 10-year-old. That was hilarious, you know. Speaking of movies, recently I've seen The Martian and Black Mass.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, I saw Black Mass with Austin and other Anthony and my roommate Jacob, actually. But, you know, it was a very slow movie. It was, you know, the acting was great, but there wasn't a whole lot of emotional depth in it. You know, there's one part that did get pretty emotional. I'm not going to say what it was because, you know, if no one's seen it, no one knows the story of James Whitey Bulger. I don't want to spoil it. But, you know, they just took away from the emotional depth almost immediately. You know, but The Martian was great. I loved it. Matt Damon, you know, he was also in Interstellar, another similar movie.
Concept.
But, you know, story, you know, and plot, you know, it was different because, like, you know, there was a lot of funny twists in The Martian. And Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, he was in it, too. He was playing a very kind of nerdy role. Huh. You know, I like his music, too. He's really good. He makes some good music.
For sure. Yeah, no, I haven't seen either of them, but after what you had to say about Black Mass, I don't think I will be going. But I definitely want to see The Martian.
I know you're a fan of space, too.
I really am. I just, I saw this picture actually the other day online, and it was like, there was two guys looking up at the stars, this little cartoon, and then it said something about, why don't people learn more about space? It's so fascinating, blah, blah, blah. And then the other guy looks at him and goes, do you actually know a lot about space, or do you just think space is pretty? And I laughed because that's me. I think space is really pretty. And I was like, oh, I should take astronomy. But I would probably do really bad in astronomy. But, you know, I think space is cool. I have a tattoo of a little planet on me.
Us different media studies majors, we don't fare well in science classes.
Science and math is not our thing. Put us in an English class, a writing class. Yeah. Well, we will excel, but math and science, we can
talk for days.
Oh yeah, but you throw a math problem in front of me, and I am just sitting here scratching my head and crying a lot, actually.
Oh yeah, I definitely cry myself to sleep all the time because thinking about math. Just thinking about, I don't even have any math classes this term, but knowing I have to take one eventually.
I'm doing my next term to kind of get it out of the way, and I'm already dreading it.
I think I'm taking it in spring term. I'm going to be taking a stats class.
Ooh.
But, you know, just get it out of the way first.
That's what I'm trying to do. Science I'll take care of next year, I think.
Oh, definitely. But, yeah, anyway, keeping with the movies, I remember when I was still with my former domestic partner, DP.
Did the DP.
But I took her, oh, geez. You know, we went to see Straight Outta Compton, another fantastic movie, by the way.
It really was. That was a great movie.
Yeah, but we went to a AMC dine-in theater, and it was amazing. You know, you walk in, you see these. We had to reserve the tickets. So, but just kind of, you know, a nice thing to do. Nice little take your DP out on a date
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
But the seats, you know, they were awesome. They were very comfy. They were big. They reclined. You know, and then, you know, they had waiters coming around, and they took your order during the movie, and they weren't loud. They weren't even disruptive. You know. And it was great, you know, they were like professionally trained servers. It was fantastic, you know. Way better than what they got at good old Bob Evans. but yeah, that movie was good, but you know, when the check rolled around and I saw that the total was $34.12, you know, I was thinking about to bump over. I was like, yo, Maddie, I gotta go to the bathroom, you know? I might be a few hours. Do you think you could take care of the check?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can see you doing that, too. Yeah. Maybe that's why you two did not last. Yeah.
Call me Petty Wop. No, but I don't know. No, just things didn't work out, you know, because, you know, I wasn't into it as much as she was. You know, it happens.
Hopefully Maddie is not listening to this podcast. That'd be a little awkward.
Oh, geez, that would be.
Sorry, Maddie. Anyway.
Oh, well, I'm the kind of guy that's about to, like, go through her Instagram post like in a couple months when she thinks she's over me and like her post. Just to remind her that I'm still present.
You would too, gosh.
Petty wop.
Petty wop. Yeah, so we're about to like wrap up things here. Thank you guys for listening, of course. We're really excited to start this. We're going to have a weekly podcast is the goal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we will, yeah, hopefully we'll be getting a Twitter page going up soon so that we can, like, update people when our new one's up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's been real. It's been fun. Peace I guess out. You could say it's been real fun.
It's been
a good first podcast.
All right, so thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, this has been Chatterbox with Prince Toms
and Antoine, and we are signing off. It's a power, it's